pray, hope, and don't worry. There is nothing more characteristic of Padre Pio than those very words. Were he here now in the flesh, he would say the very same thing to us. We have our worries, Lord knows. But Pio would tell us to take them, all of them, take them to the Lord. The virus that won't go away, but takes our friends away. The civic unrest in our streets that won't go away, but takes our peace away. The fractures in our very families, the fractures in our churches, the fractures in our communities, the fractures in our countries, and as fractures above all in the secrets in our secret souls, Lord knows we do have our worries now. They are all too big for us. They are all too confusing for us. They are all too overwhelming for us. How in the world do we make sense of them? How do we ever cope with them? How do we live in spite of them? To know that right now would be a great, great blessing for all of us. It would be a huge healing for all of us this evening. And I'm here to tell you that Padre Pio found the answer. He found the answer in those very words that Jacqueline quoted at the end of her talk. In these very words that I quote at the beginning of mine. Pray. Hope. Don't worry. A friend of his, a man known as Don Delindo Ruotolo, a priest, Naples born and Naples buried, he found the same answer in his life. And Padre Pio was in the habit of chiding, of reprimanding almost, the people from Naples who came on pilgrimage to see him in San Giovanni Rotondo. He chided the people from Naples and said, "Why are you coming to me when you have Don Delindo? Go to him," Pio said. "He is a holy man." Ordained in 1905, Don Delindo, who knew things that were also knew things that were too big for him, too much for him, even as we now tonight cope with things too much for us. His life's work came to a crashing halt in 1940 when 33 of his volumes of his commentary on the scriptures were put on the church's index of forbidden books. Everything crashed to a halt for him. But today, Father Ruotolo, he is called Servant of God and is on his way to beatification and canonization, God willing. The Lord came to him, Don Dolindo, came to him in circumstances I do not really know. He spoke to Don Dolindo. And Don Dolindo described it in this way. The Lord told him, "Non voglio agitarmi. I do not want you to be agitated," the Lord told him. When things are too dark, when things are too threatening, when things are too fearful, I want you to put them into my hands. I will take care of them for you. I want you to pray. I want you to pray, Gesù, ben sacitù. Jesus, cuidalo. Jesus, you take care of it. That's what I want you to pray. Jesu, ben sacitù. How did he? And how did those he taught? How did they do that? By not being frustrated day in and day out. By not becoming anxious hour after hour. By not feeling desperate and at your wit's end. Such feelings came for him and for them as they come for us. But he would never allow his thoughts to linger over his troubles. He refused, absolutely refused, to wallow in his worries, in his fears, in his pains. He would not return to them time after time, again and again, as we do so often. He would not do that, allowing anxiety to build upon anxiety. He released them, rather, released them into the hand of the living God. Gesù, ben sacitù. Jesus, cuidalo. Lord, you take care of it. And how? I know you wonder. Just how did they do that releasing? Well, you're going to smile when I tell you. There is no great secret to it. No great secret to it at all. You will smile. All he did, Don Dolindo, all he ever did was to close his eyes physically. That's it. That's all. He closed his eyes physically. It was as simple as that. You, this evening, you watching on the live stream, you can do that too. You can do that. I want you to try it right now on the count of three. One. Your eyes are fully open. Two, your eyes are now half closed. Three, your eyes are closed. See? You can do that. Even you. Anyone can do that. And that sets the stage for the really momentous thing. Closing your eyes physically does that. That simple gesture taught Dandolindo over a period of time, that simple gesture taught him to make a mighty leap forward in his life of prayer. Closing his eyes physically taught him to close his minds mentally. And that's the key to living a life without worry, to closing your eyes mentally. With eyes closed, after all, you cannot see the past with all its wounds, with all its resentments, with all its problems. You can't see that. With your eyes closed mentally, you cannot see the present with all its complications, with all its many problems too much for us. With eyes closed mentally, you cannot see the future. None of us ever can, but we pretend we can because we live in it so much of the time and it isn't even here yet. With eyes closed, you give up that unhappy trinity, the past, the present, and the future. You give that up. You give it over to the Lord. Eyes closed to all that, Dandolindo rested in him, rested in the Lord, rested in peace. And if you can close your eyes physically, you can learn how to close your eyes mentally as well. You can rest with the Lord. You can rest in peace. Gesù, pensaci tu. Jesús, cuídalo. Jesus, you take care of it. That's how he did it. That's how they did it. That's how you can do it too. You can let him take care of whatever it is that troubles you in your life. You can do that. Dandolindo thought that we do not receive many graces sometimes because we insist on having them just the way we want them. That's a foolish thing. A grace is a gift from God. You don't get to say how you want it. You just get it. We're a little bit like, he said, we're a little bit like sick persons who go to the doctor, not to ask him for a cure, but to tell him what kind of cure it is that we will accept. Isn't that dumb? Isn't that foolish? Grace is a gift from God. We don't get to say how it comes, what it is. Our task is to respond with gratitude. So don't be like the person going to the doctor, Dandolindo said. Pray the way the Lord taught you how to pray when you were a child. He taught you to say, or your parents taught you to say, or your teacher taught you to say, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Say that. Mean that. Live that. To say your will be done is exactly the same thing as saying, Jesus, you take care of it. Then Jesus will intervene with all his power. Then he will resolve your every situation, even if there is no way out. But what if? What if you say that? What if you mean that? What if you do that? What if all those things happen and your sickness gets worse instead of better? Don't be anxious, not even then. Don't be frightened by it. Simply close your eyes and tell the Lord with full trust, Jesus, you take care of it. He will indeed do this for you. He will indeed do this for you if even a miracle is required. He will indeed do this for you, and there is no medicine more powerful than his loving intervention in your life. Even if that life should end in 10 years of paralysis, as Dandolindo's did. No one ever heard him whine. No one ever heard him complain. No one ever heard him say, God betrayed me. The Lord let me down. No one ever heard that. You won't complain either if you put all your trust in him. If you let him be God in your life. If you are man enough or woman enough or girl enough, or boy enough, really to believe that he does know what is best for you, and that he always does do what is best for you. If you believe that, if you trust him in that way, 1,000 prayers do not equal one single act of abandonment. Dandolindo used to say that, and he would always add, don't you ever forget it. 1,000 prayers would not replace a single act of abandoning yourself into the hands of the living Lord. But the Lord can take over only if you close your eyes physically and mentally. Only then. That's the way you cooperate with the grace of the Lord. So, where are you right now? Individually here, out there in the live streaming audience, where are you right now? Are you caught in some totally impossible situation? Shut your eyes. Close your eyes. And say with all your soul, I abandon myself to you, Lord. Jesus, cuídalo. Jesus, you take care of it. Take care of me.